Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author, Dr. Friedemann Schaub from Empowerment Radio, as he addresses some of the most prevailing challenges in our day-to-day lives. Find out how you can use the power of your mind to overcome self-sabotaging patterns and build a solid foundation of confidence and self-respect. Learn cutting-edge tools and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. This is the time to empower yourself. Now, here's your host, Dr. Friedemann Schaub.
Welcome, welcome, and a wonderful Wednesday to all of you who have tuned in and are eager to get more empowered and find out more about how you can do that. Today, the topic is a juicy one, I find, and we're going to delve into it very soon. The topic is called the toxic temptation of prejudice. And it's certainly something I believe we have been more and more aware of and also been more and more exposed to. So where does that come from? Why are we susceptible to it? And what can we do to not fall into that trap, which is ultimately a way to be manipulated through stereotyping, through prejudice? What can we do to keep our minds open? All of that later in the show. But to begin with, I have a very special guest who wants to share a little bit about her upcoming telesummit. And it's interesting because it fits really well into the topic of stereotyping and prejudice, because it concerns a group that, especially in the last maybe 10 years, is becoming more and more a part of the societal prejudice, which is the group of the older folks, the people, now hold yourself tight, the people of 40, 50, and beyond. Yes, right, we are the older ones, and we are the ones who are, in the wake of all the ageism going on, are certainly also more and more pushed into certain prejudices and certain ideas of how we are, what we are supposed to be. When you're 50, you are gaining 10 pounds every month, I mean, every year. All of those ideas that are cursing around that group, certainly also very limiting. So I'm very excited for Juanita Shea that she has set up a summit, especially for all of us who are in this age group and want to have a greater sense of fulfillment, joy, purpose, empowerment in their life. So thank you, Juanita, for being on the call today.
Thank you, Dr. Friedemann, for having me.
Well, tell us a little bit more about how you came even, you know, to the idea to have a show like that.
Well, I myself, I'm 57 years old, and I'm experiencing a wonderful life. And I've had many challenges in my life, too. And I've asked myself, what is it? Why do I see life the way I see it versus other people who think that when we get to this age, we have to have the sore joints. It's all the inflammation. It's all part of aging. But I believe it's all about mindset. And sometimes somebody or something shows up that will spark our interest, and then it just takes us. I'm a very curious person, and so I, you know, people say find your passion. I say find your curiosity, follow your curiosity, and that will lead up to many more open doors, and it led up to spirituality, to thinking differently, to making sure I love my body and my mind, and so I found things that said that, and as a result, I'm where I am today, and I want everybody else to feel that.
So are you feeling that the older you get, the happier you become?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, what is your secret? What do you feel is one of those things that you already right now can share with the listeners that makes you this way?
Well, I believe in gratitude, and I don't believe that you can hold the same space of sadness and gratitude or depression and gratitude. It just doesn't stay in hold that same space. One has to hold one and the other. And so I live in a space of gratitude. I have a daily ritual where I write into a journal, just even if it's 3 gratitudes a day, and maybe 5 to 10 at night. And I'll just share a little story about the power of gratitude. I'm from Nova Scotia in Canada, and a friend of mine called me from Ottawa, and he was really, really depressed. And he said, Juanita, you're the most positive person in my life I know. So I said, okay, I want you to get out a pen and paper. He said, what? I said, go get a pen and paper. I said, I want you to write down one thing, just one, that you're grateful for. We're going to do 10. He said, I can't think of anything. I said, okay, how about your eyes? You have 2 beautiful sons. Can you see your sons? Write that down. What about the birds singing? Can you hear the birds out there on that beautiful tree? And he called me 2 years later and he said, Juanita, I don't think I would have made it if it wasn't for you. Gratitude is so powerful.
Wow, that's absolutely true. And I love it how you just by this, you know, simple suggestion to open your eyes and open your mind, he was able to shift. And that's so fitting also for the topic of the show today about prejudice, because when we are stereotyping, whether we are stereotyping others or ourselves, we only have a very limited perspective on ourselves and or the other people. And we are certainly distorting in many ways the reality and the possibilities that we really all have inside of us. So you have invited quite a few people, I think 20 of really well-known speakers and authors and teachers that can open the minds and the hearts of the participants. So who is, for example, on the panel of the summit?
Well, there's Dr. Jed Diamond. He's with Men Alive magazine, and he specializes in male menopause. And the grumpy old man that we may call people, but, you know, call men. And there's a reason for that. And I felt it was so important that us as women, we understand that with men, and also that men understand it within themselves.
And what can you do? And also, he will talk about what you can do to be not so grumpy.
Absolutely. There's a lot of factors involved other than just labeling the poor old grumpy man. Right. So talk about stereotyping. And then Diane Collins. She's with Quantum Think, the different layers of thinking. There is Tom Palladino. He specializes in scalar energy. There's several exciting speakers who can help us shift our mind and to just, you know, use a few different tips, practices yourself and your books. All of those will open up, even if it's a little here, 2 months down the road, another tip, 3 months down the road, we implement it. It doesn't have to be all at once. And next thing you know, you're much healthier and happier.
I'm certainly excited that I can be also a part of the summit and share more about fear and anxiety. And I think from what I could see on who is speaking, there's definitely a lot of food for thought. There are a lot of seeds that you can receive that can be planted into your mind. And I can imagine when you go through this summit that you afterwards just feel so much more excited about the possibilities, invigorated. And like you said in the description also, that you can find your sex appeal again. It just sounds like a really wonderful opportunity to just, juice yourself up and jumpstart your life again when you especially feel a little bit the years have been slowing you down, and maybe also the expectations of what it means to get older have limited you and limited your expectations on what you can do and what you're supposed to do. So free yourself. Open yourself up and participate in that summit. Now, how can people sign up?
They can go to www.midlife, to newlife.com.
Midlife to new life, all in one word, .com, right?
Correct.
Perfect. It's a free summit. Everyone can participate. I think it's something that, as you just already hear in Juanita's voice, she's really passionate and enthusiastic about this this topic. She is a great interviewer and gets also out of her guests the most important and vital information for all of you that want to participate. So thank you so much for setting this up, and thank you so much for making this happen for all of us. And I wish you really great success for that.
Thank you so much, Dr. Friedemann, and thank you for taking part in the summit. And I wish you much love and all your listeners.
Thank you so much. Now, when we come back, we will talk more about the toxic temptation of prejudice, where it comes from, what are the problems with it, and how can we not fall prey to it. Stay tuned.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedemann Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedemann Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Get your leather jackets out and your leather boots and get that Harley starting, because that was certainly good old rock. This is Friedemann Schaub, with Empowerment Radio, and today we're going to talk about prejudice. Now, somehow, for whatever reason, I believe that prejudice seems to really show its ugly head more and more in our country, but also all around the world. I mean, there is the Brexit. Five times, apparently, since the Brexit, has the incidence of racism increased in the UK. Mr. Trump has certainly used successfully prejudice and stereotyping to rally his supporters behind him. Then there, of course, are the religious fanatics that have been just more and more cruel and murderous in hunting down anyone who doesn't believe that what they are believing in. Homophobia and xenophobia are certainly also more and more a topic that is talked about and that people are dealing with. And then there is the prejudice towards age, towards gender. It seems to be that we are really exposed to a lot of the stereotyping, and in many ways we don't even notice it. Now, I know if I would ask you personally, are you prejudiced? You would probably say, no, I'm a tolerant, open-minded person. But let's be honest. Now, when you think about, for example, you're downtown, you're walking down the street, and an African-American man is coming towards you, what do you feel? Is there a part of you that feels like, oh, wow, you know, maybe I should go to the other side. Maybe I feel a little unsafe. Or how do you feel when you see two men or two women passionately kissing at the corner of the street? Do you look away? Do you, you know, have a little weird chuckle, or what's going on with you? Or how do you feel when you see a homeless person? Maybe he is in his 20s or she's in her 30s sitting by the corner and asking for money. What is your thought there? When we really pay attention, we do have all the time judgments, and we have all the time certain kind of ideas on what a person is about, what a certain group is about, what a certain ethnic group is about. We do have these stereotypes inside of us because it's a normal part of how we are navigating through life. Now, we have to make sense out of the world because there is so much information, and so our subconscious mind simply creates these filters that are generalizing, that are distorting, and that are also deleting certain information that doesn't make sense or that is a little conflicting with what we thought it is. And so at some point, we are just getting a very condensed and minimized version of all the possibilities that are out there in our environment. Now, stereotyping is, in that regard, something that we may need to do to not go crazy. But stereotyping, when it gets into the unconscious place where we are just quickly judging, where we are quickly dismissing, where we are quickly putting people down, that is certainly something that we have to be aware of. Because it's not just about making sense of the world. In fact, there are other reasons why our mind, especially our subconscious mind, likes to do stereotyping. And that is also the idea of just feeling better about yourself. You know, there are definitely people that when they are honest to themselves would say, it makes me feel better when I'm not the weird one. Or when I see someone, let's say again, a homeless person, and I am on my way to work, I just feel somehow maybe a little bit more self-righteous. Or I feel like, well, I chose to work. I'm not as lazy as you are. There are ways that we are also using stereotype, maybe because we are feeling, well, God will punish us if we are accepting people that have a different orientation sexually, or that feel that they have other faith or other beliefs or don't believe in God at all. And then there is, of course, also this feeling of keeping yourself safe. You know, you are keeping yourself safe when you are stereotyping someone as dangerous. You're saying, well, I don't trust anyone who is with that color of the skin or from that country or has that religion. And that is another way the subconscious mind tries to use prejudice and stereotype for a certain agenda. Now, when we are looking at the media does certainly a lot for stereotyping because it uses these images and it uses this judgment not to educate us, but to get us somehow into an emotional state. This form of stereotyping has been used very, very successfully to get people either have an emotion of excitement or of superiority or of anger or of fear. All of those things have been played very well into when the media was, bombarding us with those messages. I mean, when you look back at the James Bond movies, so first the villains were the Germans, and then there were the Russians, and then the Middle Eastern man. And of course, beer sells much better when it's served by women that have barely any clothes on. And, you know, sitcoms as well. I mean, they heavily rely with their jokes on stereotyping. And what happens with the subconscious mind, it just takes it all in. In some ways, it takes it as this is reality. This is how the world is. And it believes in it. And what the research has found is that, unfortunately, it becomes more and more something that the subconscious hold on to. And it becomes harder and harder to get beyond it. Even little subliminal messages. They have done studies where people that were older had to watch just harmless pictures. But in those harmless pictures, in between, were very quickly words put in like senile, loss of memory, loss of cognitive function, things like this that they couldn't really cognitively, consciously see, but subconsciously that was taken in. And so when they were later on asked to do a test, like a math test, the people that saw those words subliminally had a much, much lower score than the people who didn't have those words. So there is certainly also a way that we have to be aware of what are we watching and what are we actually exposing ourselves to, because it does sink into our perspective on the world. Now, another study, which I thought was interesting, showed that in communities where there was no TV and no internet, they had a less sex-typed perception in regards to, you know, gender differences. The kids didn't really grow up with the idea, well, girls are, you know, not as smart or not as brave, or girls are not as able to, you know, to handle little games in the trees and whatever. There was more inequality, which I found was fascinating because, you know, how fast does stereotyping start? How fast do we get already into a mindset that this is how the world is and don't keep an open mind? Now, what are the fallouts of stereotyping? What really happens when we do this more often? Is there something that we would say, well, so we just may see the world a little bit distorted, so what? But in fact, for all of us, the person who does stereotype and the person who is a target of stereotyping, there is a problem with it. There is a fallout with it. And that's something that I think maybe will interest you, because you will find out that there is something that you every day have been experiencing as a limiting factor in your life, and you didn't even realize that it was stereotyping. So as an example, there was a group of people that studied little Asian kids. And when the little Asian kids were at the beginning doing a math test, they just scored, you know, on average, it was all fine. And so after that, they were asked to draw little pictures and color little pictures of Asians and maybe like a rice dish and, you know, all the little stereotypes. And then they were asked to do a math test again, and then they scored better. because a stereotype in their minds already was, well, we are Asian, so we are good in math. Somehow it motivated them to maybe be more focused or more concentrated on a subconscious level. And then they took the girls of that group, and they were asked to just color little girl dresses or maybe play for a little bit with Barbies or something like that. And then they were asked to do another math test, and all of a sudden they scored much less, as if they had subconsciously in their mind that idea that, well, we are girls, so we are not good in math. So when you see how subtle and how fast we are responding to whatever we are expected to be, whatever the stereotype tells us we can or cannot do, you can ask yourself, am I right now really performing to my highest potential? Am I right now really living up to who I am? Or is there maybe an expectation, a stereotype holding me back? When we come back, we will talk more about that. And we will also talk about what you can do to overcome the prejudice that you may have held in and the stereotyping that you may have done fairly unconsciously.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Vadili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's A-T-A-A-N-A-method.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
If you are one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedemann Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedemann Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
We are talking about the toxic temptation of prejudice. And before the break, we talked about how easy we can just fall into not only judging others, but also feeling judged and limited because of it. Now, I wanted to encourage you, if you have any questions or any experience with prejudice or any experience on how you felt you had been someone who were stereotyping others, but then you realized, wow, I can actually do much better than that, call in. 888-418-6890. That's 888-418-6890. And you can also chat on the chat box on the Transformation Talk Radio website. Now, let me tell you a story. So there is a father and a son, and they got in an accident. Unfortunately, the son got really badly injured and was brought with the helicopter to a hospital. As they arrived at the hospital, the surgeon saw that kid and said, "I cannot operate on that child. That is my son." Now, some of you may scratch their heads and wonder, how is that possible? Or who is that? Or is it maybe that they are, you know, gay parents? Or, well, what about the idea that the surgeon could be a woman? I mean, some of you may have right away guessed it, but I have to admit, when I was listening to that story the first time, I was not sure what to make out of it, and I certainly didn't think right away that the surgeon is a woman. Well, shame on me, but it's one of those things that we just automatically accept and expect and don't really ever take the time to be mindful and think beyond it. Now, what is the fallout? Besides that, you know, obviously on some level, we are just simply wrong and we are not seeing the world as clear as it can be. Well, I think one of the fallouts of unconscious prejudice, I'm talking about the prejudice that we are just accepting, that we are just buying into, that gets us emotional and gets us, as I said before, maybe into that righteousness or in that fear or in that anger. The problem is that ultimately we are dehumanizing those people that we are judging. As the ones who are having stereotypes and prejudice, we are not seeing those people as individuals. All we're seeing are these traits that are standing out. Whether these are about race or also about gender. I mean, how many times are women just simply stereotyped? You know, there was a research that showed when men were watching some kind of a sexist documentary or a movie, and afterwards were supposed to interview women for a job, in generally, they were regarding women more according to how they looked, and they had a less opinion about their intellectual abilities just because of that, what they saw. I mean, that's concerning, and that's something we have to be aware of, that this dehumanization and just limiting people to that small denominator that our stereotyping mind can understand is really doing injustice to most people, and certainly also, as we will talk in a minute about, is holding a lot of people back. Now, we are, when we are having this kind of prejudice, of course, also dumbing ourselves down, because we are getting to a place where we are quickly making sense out of everything without really fact-checking, without really going back and looking at what was really going on or what's really the truth. And as we are buying into this prejudice and as we are allowing others to tell us things that are just broadly wrong, but make our emotions just rise up and we are feeling like, wow, this is not right and this is angry, we are also much more easily manipulated. Now, as you probably know or hear from my accent, I'm German, and I have talked a lot with my grandfather and my father about what happened in Nazi Germany. And they certainly could tell me some tales about manipulation and about how prejudice was putting a whole group of people into the concentration camps, and how prejudice was something that an ordinary German didn't at some point even see as prejudice anymore because it was so subliminal and so all present And it was so righteous what the government at that time, or what Hitler at that time was, showing and telling his people, that the mind almost was just soaking it in without any judgment. And that's not an excuse, but it's just something that we have to be aware of, that this can happen again. We have to be aware of that our minds haven't evolved in the last 70 years to be above it all. So we have a mind that is very easily latching on to strong emotions, strong judgments, and people that are saying, well, I know better, and you are understood, and I protect you. And we have to be aware that this is something that can happen, and that is happening over and over again in other countries as well. And of course, on a smaller level, when you are living in prejudice and stereotyping, you're creating a wall. You're creating a wall even to your neighbors, because you may see them as different. Well, they are looking different, they're believing different, they're eating different foods, they have a different accent. And in that moment, your neighbor is becoming some kind of an enemy or someone that you have to be wary about. And if you cannot meet your neighbor with an open heart and an open mind, somehow you will always feel alone. And if you're not willing to learn from those who are and believe differently than you, how can you ever grow? And if we cannot love the magnificent differences and uniquenesses of every being in the world, are we really fully living? We have to be mindful that we don't want to just live in a little shoebox and keep everything that is different outside, or putting everything that is different into another box. If we really want to ultimately grow in this life, but also, as I certainly believe it is necessary at this day and age, if we want to resolve the problems, the pending issues, water shortage, energy shortage, pollution in the world, hunger, the inequality of distribution of finances, if these global problems that need to be resolved, if they can be resolved, they can only be resolved if we do this together. And they can only be resolved if we are putting aside these prejudices and are more open to learn and to be curious and to understand each other. Now, on the other hand, and there are many other fallouts, of course, of prejudice. I mean, you know, you just have to look also at the fact that women are still earning less than men, the fact that, people, Hispanics or African Americans, are still also socioeconomically on a much lower level than the average white person, and that they don't get necessarily the same healthcare and treatment, and so on and so on. I mean, there are things that just happen over and over again in our country and in other countries. But the other fallout is for the people that are targeted by prejudice. And I think that's something to really also consider. And it talked about these Asian girls, that just by being told Asians are good in math, or Asians are, you know, girls are not good in math, they are changing their expectations in themselves, and subconsciously they're also changing how they are applying themselves or how they are tapping into their potential. Now, other examples are, of course, when there was one research that I found really curious. When women feel objectified by men, they are automatically feeling less competent and feeling less confident about themselves. And in that study, women were asked to do math tests. I mean, somehow these researchers love math. Now, I would not be that great in that, but in any case, maybe that's a prejudice of myself. But when women were asked to do math tests, just, you know, normal attire, normal business attire, they did well. When they were asked to do the tests wearing swimsuits, they did terrible, because there was such a self-consciousness, there was such a sense of being objectified, that their whole capabilities just decreased. Now, you can imagine how often this happens when you are out in the world and you're feeling that people already think less of you. You can imagine how many people are just by who they are, what they believe in, what their, you know, what their sexuality is, or maybe what their ethnic background is, how they already feel held in a vice of judgment and expectation of maybe underperform or be a certain way, that subconsciously they just do exactly that unless they are aware and unless they're willing to say, no, I am my own person and I don't buy into that way I am seen in that more distorted or generalized fashion. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about what can we do? What can we personally do to not let prejudice become a bigger issue in our own minds? How can we be the people that make a change and are connecting more to the multifaceted of all of us and celebrating all our differences rather than diminishing us to certain stereotypes? Hold on tight, stay tuned. I will be right back.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedemann Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedemann Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Welcome back. here is the Empowerment Radio with Dr. Friedman. If you want to find out more about me, you can go to the fearandanxietysolution.com. I also recently published an article in Huffington Post about that topic. So if you want to read up more about this, just go there and have a look. We talk about prejudice. Now, I am pretty down on prejudice. Now, I don't want to stereotype or have prejudice towards the people that are prejudiced, because ultimately we also need to understand, where are they coming from? What is their mindset? What are those needs? And we talked about that there is certainly a sense of security, or maybe a sense of, I just want to make myself feel better, or a sense of empowerment maybe is just masking that sense of powerlessness that usually is keeping those people stuck. And then, of course, you know, we have to, again, look at ourselves and say, well, do we want to create more judgment and hate now because there are people that are becoming more prejudiced, or do we want to just be shining examples of how not to be and stay open, tolerant, accepting, and willing to more and more embrace our differences? And I hope the latter is the case for me and for you as a listeners. Now, what can we do? Now, the first, and I just talked to Alex, the producer, I asked him if he's prejudiced, and he said, well, probably, but he tries to be aware. And that's exactly the first thing we need to do. We need to be aware of when we are falling into the trap. So the first step to overcoming prejudice is really just the willingness to say, I don't want to. Doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't really help me. It just makes me somehow, you know, feel more angry or frustrated. And we all know how anger, especially judgmental anger towards others, is the poison that we drink and hoping that someone else is dying from it. So just having the awareness, it doesn't feel good, I don't want it, let's do something else, that already can be quite effective. Now, another way is to also challenge your mind. You know, challenge your mind with two very conflicting thoughts. You know, for example, you would say, I believe in social inequality, but then you would say, I am judging my neighbor who is African American for leaving the trash out. And in that moment, you just feel like, okay, well, wait a second. I mean, how does that compute together, that I have this judgment and all these follow-up thoughts just because of the trash, and at the same time, I'm believing in equality? So just being aware of sometimes that you can keep yourself in check and ask yourself, what are my core values? What do I really believe in? What is it what my heart is telling me? And what is what sometimes that little critic, that little judgmental mind is telling me? And just holding them against each other. And you will find that you're much more motivated to bring yourself back to that, what feels right, what feels authentic, what you feel are really the values that you own, rather than getting lost in that temptation of judgment and righteousness. Now, another thing that I think we have to be more really adamant about is that topic that now somehow is, especially by the media and some politicians, completely poo-pooed and called as, well, this is fake, this is a weakness. And what I'm talking about is being PC. Political correctness. Well, there is a reason why political correctness was even, you know, you could call it invented, because at some point there were some norms set that said it's not okay to use the N-word. It's not okay to, you know, call women names. It's not okay to just treat people differently because of their color, or, you know, use just a derogative language. And that's all political correct, because it is keeping us in line. It keeps us somehow in a place where we're saying, well, we are not just falling into this idea of spouting out what we are thinking, or what our anger wants to say, or what we are really deep inside when we are having all this hate and judgment coming up. We are not letting that take over. We are not letting that run our lives and run how we are communicating and interacting with others. So let's stay political correct. Let's be aware of what is right and what is not right and what is good and what is simply, in many ways, you know, childlike behavior. Because when you are just saying whatever you want to say and when you're just spouting out whatever your mind is telling you, even if it's hurtful to others, well, you're basically lowering yourself to the age of a five-year-old, and you're not really the reasonable, mature adult. Now, the biggest change you can make is to put yourself into the shoes of the person that you're judging. I mean, if you would live one day in the shoes of a person who is living underneath a bridge for maybe 20 years because they never had a chance to really get beyond it. If you're putting yourself into the shoes of a woman who is trying to get a better job, but because she is 50 and because she is a woman, she always gets no for her applications. If you could put yourself into the shoes of a Muslim who right now in the country, just because of the look, just because of the beard, just because of the faith, is looked at as a terrorist. If you can feel for a moment how bad that must feel, then you can also let go a little bit of the prejudice and the stereotyping and maybe feel a little bit more empathy. Because the people that we judge usually go through hell. They usually go through something that we don't really want to experience. Now, I'm a white male. Maybe I'm German. There is some judgment. But in general, I don't really get that much of prejudice and judgment. And so I really have especially to do a good job to put myself into the minds of people and into the lives of people that have been judged and that have been put aside and that have been put into little boxes of, well, these are those, rather than really being open-minded and caring and empathetic. Now, if you have been targeted with prejudice and stereotyping, really allow yourself to distance yourself from it and realize I'm an individual. I'm not defined by anything I'm judged for. I'm much bigger than that. I have many more qualities and traits than that. And allow yourself to really look for those. Look for those and highlight them. You know, at the beginning of the show, Juanita talked about gratitude. Well, have gratitude, have appreciation for yourself. Highlight how smart you are. Highlight all the things that are different than what you are told you are and what you're supposed to be. Show every day to yourself, I am believing in my potential. I am seeing more clearly than anyone else who I am, what I'm up to, and what I'm capable of. And this way, your mind will learn to be its own judge, to be the one who is its own authority and will break out of this cage of feeling limited and smaller. And if you cannot find yet that strength, look at people who did it. Look at the powerful women that are just inspiring you. Look at all the African Americans who have been changing this country. Look at everyone that you feel that is a role model, because those people didn't buy into the prejudice. They went beyond it. And I think we can find countless examples for that. So let's be inspired by each other. Let's just look for what there is to appreciate, love, embrace, and learn from with each other. And let's just have prejudice, something from the past, because we are really needing much more an understanding, a curiosity, and a connection with all the people in the world than any kind of divisiveness and separation. Well, I hope this show was a little bit mind, heart, eye-opening for you, and I'm looking forward to the next one. Thank you very much for tuning in. Stay tuned in to further programs on Transformation Talk Radio, and until next time.
You've been listening to Empowerment Radio with Dr. Friedemann Schaub. Join Dr. Friedemann the first and third Wednesday each month at 11 a.m. Pacific as he addresses some of the most prevailing challenges of our daily lives. Discover how you can use the power of your mind to overcome stress, anxiety, and overwhelm and create a solid foundation of confidence and self-esteem. Learn cutting-edge tools so that you can approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. To learn more about what Dr. Schaub can do for you, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.